W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Storms across the South are responsible for multiple deaths. Five are confirmed in Kentucky, where crews are trying to restore power to some 130,000 customers. WKYT-TV's Samantha Valentino's in Lexington speaking with the power authority.
KU has about 500 crews that have been working to restore power, but they're adding even more crews.
Crews from neighboring states that are here to help us. And so when they get all active, we'll have a couple thousand folks that are busy with the process.
Spokesperson for KU, Daniel Lowry.
Please be patient with us. You know, 3 or 4 days is way too long to be without power. We understand that. We're trying to get folks back.
The crews are meeting at the Kentucky Horse Park before rolling out to restore power.
And it's not just there. This weekend, hundreds of thousands of people were without power as a winter storm hit Metro Detroit. And that's on top of a whole lot of people who lost power 1 week ago after storms then. DTE Energy President Trevor Lauer.
We have one of the largest electric grids and also one of the oldest electric grids. And I use the analogy of roads all the time. You know, you need to rebuild it. We need to continue to invest in it.
Outside Chicago in Bolingbrook, Illinois, police say two adults and a child were fatally shot in a possible home invasion. Another woman injured in the shooting has been hospitalized. Police there say they do not have anyone in custody. There have been clashes for months between police and demonstrators at the site of a proposed public safety training center in Atlanta. WANF-TV's Asia Wilson says protesters are back.
We've heard popping noises in the area. It sounded like firecrackers at one point, and another point it sounded like gunshots. We're still working to find out what that was. Now, we saw what appeared to be smoke in the sky. It hovered over the wooded area. Eventually, we saw fire trucks coming down the road, followed by a number of Atlanta SWAT vehicles going in and out of the woods.
Now to South Carolina, where authorities have charged a woman for terminating her pregnancy through abortion pills she allegedly obtained illegally. It happened in 2021, but a warrant was obtained a year later after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Heather Bowers, a state representative, criticizing that charge.
Most people who have an abortion, they already have at least one child. So threatening to arrest them, jail time, having a criminal record, doesn't just hurt them, it hurts the entire family and community.
Overseas in Sydney, Australia, 50,000 people marched over Sydney's Harbour Bridge in what was called the Pride March to celebrate the LGBTQIA+ community and to demand more global equality. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the cat's meow.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays. the city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The thing we know about this president is he doesn't seem to want to be honest with the American people. Every time there's an option for him to tell the truth and the whole story, he pivots away. We've seen that recently, and we'll continue to see that. That's one of the reasons why elections have major consequences. The American people want to have confidence in their institutions of government. They're losing it because our president is not telling the truth all the time.
That, of course, would be Senator Tim Scott. I don't know what you're referring to, Chris, but let's... Biscuit. We're not allowed to do that.
He can tap dance only while he makes biscuits.
Only for Anthony. Angela, hi.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
How dare he talk about a lying president? Because he's got, they got thousands of lies, including election lies, to deal with before you even look. Dare say Joe Biden's name. Let it come out your lips.
It usually takes a lifetime for a house slave to ascend to being the slave that actually shows guests around and serves drinks. So when Tim Scott has been very successful, because usually you have to be like 75 before they let the white folks let you do, you know, like handle, they like directly bring them a cocktail. They trust you enough for that. And I think it's just on that way, it's just lovely to see. Because it's been so ageist in the past, the ascendancy of the top slave.
Uh-huh.
It's just nice to see. I do think the biscuits will suffer, but you know what? His career is important.
Biscuit.
I can't.
You know what?
That.
We are just a delivery system for Prangela at this point.
Let me tell you something. I love Cory Booker. I do, but he's too nice to Tim Scott.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry to inflict more Tim Scott on you, but here is Tim Scott.
Well, there's no doubt that one of the amazing the radical left continues to push this narrative that America is all about grievance. We know we're all about greatness. They believe that this is not the land of opportunity, it's a land of oppression. Nothing could be further from the truth. I love the Faith in America tour because I'm actually getting positive feedback that Americans are ready for an optimistic, positive, yet conservative message about where we're going as a nation and why we are truly one nation under God.
Are we? You know, I feel like he is, who is the right winger we said the blacks should thank the Confederate statues? I'm going to guess that's part of his tour.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah. That he probably will take groups of black people to thank the Confederate statues tour.
Thanks, Robert E. Lee.
Thanks a bunch. Yeah.
I don't want him to ever smell a barbecue again. Don't let me find out that anybody's opened nary a barbecue sauce in his presence.
You don't even want him to catch a whiff?
Not even ketchup. I don't want him near a condiment that might be used at a barbecue.
So if you're in his neighborhood and you even hear a, which looks sounds like the opening of a barbecue
That is
sauce.
How you conjure up for Angela. Boop. What are you doing?
Yeah. Okay. All right. One last one, Tim Scott, and then we'll stop.
It's a new American sunrise. Can you imagine the days that we had just a few years ago where our unemployment is low, our optimism is high, our focus on the future is more important than the mirror that shows us the past? What's wrong today in America, it's not Americans. It's an American government and the radical left that wants to indoctrinate our kids, not educate our kids, who do not believe that the future is more important than the past. When we have that kind of leadership, we get off course. But we can correct the course very quickly. And that's why it's a new American sunrise coming to us soon.
A new is that stolen from Reagan's Morning in America? A new American sunrise, because Reagan was reportedly one of the most racist people someone I knew ever met. But that's not important now.
Mm-hmm. I'm grateful he's black at this moment, because if he were white, he'd be dangerous. But see, the people that he represents are racist, so they're not going to vote for him for president.
Yeah.
But if he ran, he could win with that.
Yeah.
If he were white, see, that's the mistake DeSantis is making by going so hard on the hate.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, doubling and tripling down on the hate. Speaking of which, Angela V. Shelton of the Detroit Sheltons. This is our first segment of WTF Michigan. So Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel was targeted last month by a heavily armed man who threatened injury and death to Jewish members of the state government. Whoever this idiot is, was accused of tweeting, "I'm heading back to Michigan now, threatening to carry out the punishment of death to anyone that is Jewish in the Michigan government if they don't leave or confess," and that kind of problem. I guess being Jewish, I don't. Because I can legally do that, right? He added. His mother confirmed to investigators that the tweets came from him and that, to her knowledge, he was in possession of 3 handguns, a 12-gauge shotgun, 2 hunting rifles, and a military-style weapon. He said that Nessel said Thursday in a tweet, "The FBI confirmed she had been one of the officials targeted by the heavily armed defendant in this matter. It is my sincere hope the federal authorities take this offense just as seriously as my hate crimes and domestic terrorism unit takes plots to murder elected officials." Well, this is the same state where these lunatics tried to kidnap Governor Whitmer. Angela
That's
B.
the problem with Michigan. People don't understand. There's Detroit, and then there's Michigan.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and there's Wayne County, really, and then there's Michigan. And, like, it's the Klan capital of the country. Howell, Michigan is there. There's huge issues. But this is the thing I say to racists in Michigan. Give this same speech at an audience in Detroit. Yeah. All I'm saying, can you do it downtown, boo? If you can do it downtown.
Can you do it at Fox Theater where we did Sexy
That's
Liberal?
What I'm saying. Can you go to Fox Theater? Can you do it there?
Yeah.
If you can do it there, then I'll take you seriously.
This is you, Travis. It seems like it's not one place anymore.
Oh, yeah.
A man with links to white supremacist group has been arrested in connection with 7 bombings in Fresno County. He allegedly made and used pipe bombs on 6 vehicles since December 13th, deploying explosive inside and around other vehicles. On one is in a mailbox, I guess. But, you know, police say they kept getting better and more sophisticated every time.
Right. Because America is not going to, at this point, turn to her white sons and say, "You are terrorizing America."
Yeah.
You are terrible because women aren't Americans in their white cis male view.
Yeah.
Because Jewish people aren't Americans.
Yeah.
And until this violence, this is what I've seen in my entire life in terms of America. When it hits enough white men in power,
yeah,
then we'll have a conversation about this being a terrorist organization.
Will we? Because they went to the U.S. Capitol and had an insurrection where they put our most important alleged white men in
danger.
That
was their team, and they were rooting for their team.
Yeah. This is why I'm wearing my Madam Vice President t-shirt today. I don't know if you saw Donna Brazile's op-ed defending her, because I'm thinking I'm taking crazy pills. Is she not getting a double barrel of racism and sexism
all the time
that just puts her, is judging her by a way harsher light than any of her predecessors?
Absolutely. I defy. You know what? When you said Dan Quayle earlier, I had a moment of, who was that? Oh, that's right. That's the person Tim's called.
Mr. Potato-y. yeah.
Like,
oh, can we take a moment to celebrate at least one rich white man going to prison? What's his name? Murdaugh. Alex Murdaugh.
Let me tell
his
you
his name
how
sounds like
looks.
Murder. Your name has to literally sound like murder.
Yeah. you have to get on a stand and say you've lied.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to do that.
Chris and
but
I didn't know who he was.
45 minutes. Yeah. They convicted him in 45
yeah,
minutes.
They did.
We didn't know who he was until like 2 days ago, and I watched for 30 seconds. I was like, oh, he's guilty. Good God.
And I believe most of that 45 minutes was their lunch order. I really did.
I was about to say, they were opening up. They were like, everybody
menus.
Have a bag of Doritos.
Yeah.
And Doritos. So it looked like we did some.
Yeah. Can we have Ty today? Because we didn't have Ty last week. And I would really like to. Okay, fine. We'll have Ty April. Okay. Now, we got to stay back here for a little while. Because if we just run right back out, they're going to say we didn't talk about it.
Yeah. You know this is in South Carolina. They weren't asking for Ty. They said, we want Olive Garden with bottomless breadsticks.
Listen, let's celebrate a rich white guy in South Carolina going to prison for life.
Without the possibility of parole.
Yes.
That's
right. And a black judge. Hello.
Oh, did you love when they made everybody testify, all the jurors be like, did you say this? And everybody was like, yes.
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 And then when you heard black women being like, yes. Mm-hmm.
I tried to sign it twice, but they said I couldn't.
I take it as a good sign that a white, rich white man of an orange tint is going to prison. I feel like that could be a good harbinger for things to come.
I mean, to this day, he's a lawyer and he took the stand. The minute he did that, I was like, oh, you really are stupid.
Yeah. Yes. He's a fourth generation lawyer.
Chris and I were just we were like, watched for like, he was here after the show. We watched for like, I don't know, 40 seconds. We were like,
he's
like,
so guilty.
That's like rich people stuff. I don't know, boat accident, this, pawpaw.
Calling
something.
Your house by a name.
Yeah.
My house, my crib.
And
you're like, that was Greenfield. That was whatever. I was like,
and the dog kennel had a name.
Wow.
Yeah. What?
But I like the folksy turns, like as a crow flies. They say, well, how about how far away were you from that? You go, as the crows fly, please.
Yeah.
Were they trying to be the dad in To Kill a Mockingbird or something?
Did you see that Fox News had OJ on to comment on the Murdaugh trial?
No, they didn't.
They did. Yes, this morning.
Didn't. Yes,
they
did.
No, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yes, they did, Francis. Yes.
Like, I do have to say, the producers at Fox News, these are some incredible people. Because, if you challenged me to come up with something wildly inappropriate and whack to do for this, I don't think I would have come up with that. Oh, I know. Let's get another man who should have gone to jail for murder.
Yes.
His wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The Fox News bookers have balls.
Didn't they used to have, what's the racist OJ cop? What's his name? Mark Furman. Remember? He used to be a commentator on Fox News on, I don't know, racism and policing or something.
As you do.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you're a cop and you failed at planting evidence on a black person. Like, hello. What are their hiring practices now? Jeez.
Standards.
I mean, isn't that like day one?
Day one.
19.
Oh, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Frangela's here.
Okay.
19 on the racism.
19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my Bombas vacation socks. I'm going. It's like a little. I'm gonna might pack like a separate little sock bag. Because I need cycling socks for the big ride tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Today I'm going to need my hiking socks, right? And then I need just my general, like, walking all-performance socks for, you know, browsing, window shopping, whatever.
I would just take a bunch of all-performance socks because you can use them for whatever
Want. Right.
Listen, yeah, when you're traveling...
Listen, don't get up in my sock business.
Okay, fine, lady. You do you.
I will. Do me.
Okay, boots.
Bombas has designed their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the clothes you can't wait to put on every day. It's going to be cold up there, so I'm bringing my merino wools. With that Pima cotton, even cashmere, oh my God, softest materials. Everything is soft. It's seamless. It's tagless. The socks have pillow-like tabs, arch support, stay-up technology. OMG. And for every pair you buy, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. That is a whole lot of comfort, a whole lot of good. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie. 20% off your first purchase. BOMBAS.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie at checkout.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Hell, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools simplify the process. Angie makes completing home projects easy, and I've had a lot of them. We'll be there from your first repair to your first renovation project to the work you do before selling your home. Angie is a personal home expert, having served 150 million-plus consumers to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get anything you need for your home done right. We understand the difficulties that can come with home projects, so we make tackling home service projects from start to finish. Angie has projects that are priced upfront and clearly lays out the cost before you buy. That part is so important for me. I cannot tell you how many times I've been scammed before I found Angie. They are literally a homeowner's best friend. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That is Angie.com. One more time, A-N-G-I.com.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Yes, it should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh, Wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire.
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water-retaining plants, which help keep Wildfire at a safe distance.
And, bud, check out how Wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit. Oh, Wildfire is down!
Down and out.
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents... We don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stephanie Miller.
Whatever. Do, 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 do. Rose in Chicago, you're on with Frangela. Hi, Rose.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, seeing the cuteness of Bonnie and Clyde and being a fellow dog owner and also the mother of a veterinarian. I don't know if you already have an official mother of a veterinarian, but I'd love
not.
The title.
I do not.
Anyway, I'd like to give a quick PSA to please, 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 if you have a dog, if you're a pet parent of a dog, please always have your dog on leash when
yes.
you take it out for a walk, mm-hmm. even if you're just taking it to the, get in the car,
oh,
go
yes.
to the vet.
I do. Otherwise, they will be coyote snossages.
Right.
Yes.
But
yes.
just to every all your viewers and listeners out there, we had a tragic incident in Chicago like a couple weeks ago, and it just ended very badly. One of the dogs
oh, dear.
Was killed, and the other almost died because
oh,
a guy, she had her two pit bull mixes off leash,
oh, dear.
And they started following some guy down an alley that was walking ahead of them, and the dog started barking at the guy, and apparently he felt threatened, and he had a concealed carry permit
oh,
for a gun.
Yeah.
And because he felt threatened, he shot the dogs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah.
And
wow.
one of them died on the spot, and the other had to go to the emergency vet and survive. But please, please,
okay.
please always have your dogs on leash.
All right. Thank you,
That's
honey.
My...
All right. Thank you.
Oh, she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Pardon me? Yes. No,
she's absolutely right. People think it's inhibiting their dogs. It's for their safety.
Yeah. 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 No, absolutely. Wow. That CPAC is on fire, by the way. I just thought I would
There's
bring up.
Nobody in the
Ted,
audience.
Ted Cruz and J.D. Vance have failed to bring in the crowds. That's surprising, isn't it? They're both so, you know, electric.
electric. The way you said that was hilarious.
It's fucking electric. That's in some song my girlfriend listens
yeah,
to.
Yeah, the electric
yes,
slide.
It's electric.
It's electric.
Hey.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Yeah, C-SPAN's been
Other
airing
Angela's
some of the...
Angela's blacker than me. I'm just going to say it.
C-SPAN's been airing some of the panel discussions while showing crowd shots of the empty chairs. Reporters have taken photos not only of the empty chairs, but people who are on hand to watch the speeches are almost entirely elderly and white. That's a surprise. Oh, maybe the chairs are auditioning to be the new chair, like that Clint Eastwood spoke to. Maybe for the next RNC. Right?
Actually,
Have
I
they
think
picked
we
a chair?
Should go. Francis and I should go to CPAC and tell
oh,
them we're Diamond and Silk, and they would
Absolutely.
Let us.
Oh,
they don't
my
even
God.
Know that one of them dead.
Dead.
You know that.
And don't care.
They don't care. We could just go up there and speak.
Or because of the power of Jesus, Diamond is back. Maybe that's what you
That's true.
Right?
Or ivermectin. One
Maybe, you know what
yes.
you should do is roll in that golden
you
calf.
Know, we came
that,
in. Nope.
Roll in that golden calf Trump you know, statue and just say the power of Jesus and Trump have brought Diamond back.
Like why couldn't they pick up like attractive racist? I mean, I know there aren't any really, but like who? There's got to be one better looking. I just having to look at him all the time is like really cruel.
The Make America Great Again booth was hopping. Don Jr. Is sitting in front of a giant photo of the White House, and that was I guess you know
popular.
Maybe Don Jr. gave out you know some party favors. Some party favors.
How's he doing?
You know some okay.
Some party favors.
All right.
You didn't
Some
warn me about that.
It's. I'm going to say that was the Cocaine Bear exhibit. Maybe
yes.
he had little packets that he gave out. Okay, we can't
I'm
find
I'm looking
it.
Forward to this white people reparations. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. Did you hear
Can
that?
Did you hear
those?
That earlier?
Yeah, we just played that a little while ago. White people reparations for everybody that's been, what I don't know, what did he say? Restitution, anyone discriminated by against by, I don't know, something the racist, Marxist, communist?
Marxist
something.
Equality.
Yeah.
That's equity. I don't like equity.
Yeah. What's that? Oh,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
Okay, that was our point. Sorry, it's a little late.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
I'm going to guess why that exhibit was popular. But I got to to say, in the latest poll, Trump was like 30 points ahead of DeSantis, right? Like, they are apparently going to do this again, even if he's in prison.
Yeah, of course.
I think even if he's in prison, even his numbers will go up.
Even better.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Because just like the Civil War, they're going to keep losing. They can't quit it.
They love this music. They love Dixie. Fridays with Frangela on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Out-of-state utility crews are helping restore power in Kentucky after storms over the weekend. Daniel Lowry is a utility spokesman.
They're dealing with broken poles, down wires. We have a couple thousand, at least, down wires that we've been dealing with.
Thousands of people are in the dark again in Michigan after the latest round of severe weather there. An ice storm plunged many of the same people into darkness last month. DTE Energy President Daniel Lauer says the grid is aging.
I understand the level of frustration. I think what we need to do is work proactively with policymakers and our regulators on continuing to invest in the system.
Police are investigating a deadly home invasion outside Chicago. WBBM-TV's Andrew Ramos is in Bolingbrook.
They responded to the home where they found three adults and one child shot. We can confirm at this time that three of those victims described as a man, a woman, and a child.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
Or like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, the stories I share, my own personal experience, was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
We'll be right back.
I will also urge Congress to create a restitution fund for Americans who have been unjustly discriminated against by these equity policies, and I will restore merit-based federal civil service. I will get this extremism out of the White House, out of the military, out of the Justice Department, and out of our government. We don't want it in our country. The United States of America will be strong again. Thank you very much.
All right. White people reparations. Yay! From, what did he call it, Travis? The racist, Marxist, communist something.
He literally said racist, Marxist, communist, whatever you want to call it, takeover.
Sure. He doesn't know what any of those things are. Right. But hey, right? White people reparations.
I'm just gonna say we got the extremists out of government by getting you out. Number one,
that's right.
The head extremist.
Yeah.
Number two, send us a bill. I'd like to see it. I want to see this white people invoice. I really, really do. Itemize it.
Marie in Atlanta, our prosecutor who is not Fawny Wallace. Hello, Marie.
I'm actually going to request a title change.
Oh. Okay.
I would like to be the official legal whore of the Stephanie Miller Show.
We needed one.
Like so it. Noted. Yep.
I like it.
Go ahead. Yep. Okay.
I like it. And the reason for this title change is because I officially want to be Glenn's library backpack Midnight Chocolate Fantasy. Because he said the quiet part out loud today. Hello. It was awesome. Okay. It was awesome.
He is sassy.
He's very sexy.
Did you say Midnight Chocolate? Like, okay, go ahead.
That's an official designation. That's not even her fault.
Yeah.
No.
Midnight Chocolate Dream. That's a whole. That's a thing.
That's a thing.
There you go.
Go ahead, Marie.
But no, what he said today was that Jack Smith really has a good set of cojones.
Yeah.
Because he is not afraid to lose. He knows that he's walking a fine line. And that there is the opportunity or the possibility, we hope remote, but he could lose. And sometimes a prosecutor has to do that. But no one will say out loud that that is part of the problem. And we all get a little Veruca salty. Come on, can't you just indict people now?
Yeah.
I get that urgency, but also understand that prosecutors are the incentives in that system are not geared towards it's okay if you lose.
Right.
So I really appreciated that he said that, and I was like, "Oh, baby, you know what? Meet me in the back stack of the library. I'm with you."
Oh, you legal whore!
Oh, somebody done got right. down in the back of the library too.
Wow,
that's where they keep the good laws.
I think her decimals get her decimal systems.
Big books in the back of the library. Uh-huh.
Her decimal system's getting kind of dewy. Hey,
ooh,
what?
Ooh, nice.
No. Don't encourage that. No. That wasn't very good.
That's called yes, a professional.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. That was a good library sex joke.
It was educational.
Yeah.
And
thank
funny.
You, Frangela. Thank you.
You don't have to kiss up to her. I'm still going to book you guys on the show.
I mean, I don't. Nobody's ever made a Dewey Decimal sexy before. That
yeah,
was good.
Yeah,
that was
good. Right. That's a niche joke. Okay, Frangela. Glenn Kirshner also defended the chatty Georgia four woman. Emily, chatty Emily. But I wouldn't fly on the wall when Fawny Willis watched that on TV. I'm gonna guess. You know, Frances. I don't know if there was any talk of slapping anything out of anyone's mouth.
I know
the taste out of her mouth.
She was like, no, she didn't. No, she. I'm going to slap taste. They had to hold her back. Hold her back.
Okay.
I love it. Emily. Emily's who you send in when you want information.
Yeah.
Like, that's my thing from now on is we need her in every situation where we want the information.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right. This was just the most unintentionally hilarious opening to CPAC ever. This is Match Slap. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. His little friend.
Jim.
20, correct.
Okay.
20. Right.
Here we go.
Oh, right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chairman will serve you now. Please welcome, from Ohio, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, and chairman of CPAC, Matt Schlapp.
Welcome to CPAC, everyone.
Oh, boy.
What do you think?
Fabulous.
For the last 2 years, they said it was unsafe to have a CPAC here. Do you feel safe?
Not from you.
There's a lot of chatter in the media about who's here and not here. I'm really
like
proud to be standing alongside someone I think might just be the most powerful man in Washington, D.C.
That'd be Jim Jordan, I guess, who's a comedy exploding cigar of a committee just blew up over his whistleblowers.
They need to fix Matt Schlapp's mic. He had some sibilance going on.
Did he
on
have again. Some sibilance
He had
happening?
Some sibilance. Okay. Yes, he did.
Are you saying he sounded a little gay?
I just said he needs to fix his mic because
there was some
sibilance.
He sounded kind of slappy. Matt kind of sounded slappy. Frangela, have you read the Rolling Stone or the Washington or the New York Times piece about the Jim Jordan's whistleblowers? Who are all just complete cranks and conspiracy theorists. And
They seem to have a problem with finding good witnesses.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like they don't have any, like, they're wrong and lying.
Yes.
Right. I mean,
you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
And this is the issue, and which is, I'm glad that they are their feet are being pressed to the fire, because now all of it gets revealed. Oh, you know, It's a big, you know, the election big lie. Oh, Fox was doing that. Yeah, we were doing that because of money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything that Jim Jordan has been saying. Wait a minute. I have no proof whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you knew it when he said we've had dozens and dozens of whistleblowers. And, you know, Dan Goldman said, really? Are there any notes? Did you take any notes? And it's these are the best they've got. These three guys. Mm-hmm. These three complete cranks that are funded by Cash Patel and other Trump loyalists, right?
Yeah.
That are obviously, they're obvious conspiracy theory nuts, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, look at them in committee. Is it Matt Gaetz who was using the Chinese propaganda?
Oh, that was Matt Gaetz, yes.
Gaetz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matt Gaetz is up there. He's like, have you read this evidence? And the guy's like, you mean from the Chinese government propaganda? No.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Yeah.
I don't tend to go to them for information.
Yeah. No.
And then he had to backtrack and be like, oh, yeah, right. Good.
Yeah. Well, and also it's all becomes one story, right? Some of these couple of these cranks have been, you know, cited by Sputnik or RT.
Yes.
Right? I mean, and the fact this whole ridiculousness that the FBI has somehow an anti-left or has a pro-left bias. Are you kidding me? This story, it's all the same story. The FBI didn't want to search Mar-a-Lago for classified documents. You've got McGonagall in the New York FBI that was, you know, out to help Trump and hurt Hillary like most of the New York FBI. This latest story, these cranks that are trying to help, you know, Trump and his fellow insurrectionists. I mean, give me a break.
Yes. And it's not getting talked about. It's not getting reported out enough. And I'm still every day I gotta watch CNN talk about whataboutism on the left, like we're doing anything except trying to serve Americans.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Lynn in Long Island, you're on with Frangela. Hello, Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Lynn's
they got
there,
Lynn.
Man.
Oh, my God. They got Lynn,
y'all.
David in Missouri. Hello, David. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Stephanie. Just one quick thing, since we're talking about CPAC. I'm curious. Since most of the A-list speakers have ducked out on CPAC as a result of the sex scandal, does that mean that we're stuck with Schlappy Seconds?
Hey!
Oh,
that is funny.
That was funny.
Nice. That was funny.
I don't know if it was funnier than my Dewey Decimal sex joke, but okay.
Way
fine.
Funnier.
See how everyone gets credit but me, Frangela? I don't. I want some reparations on this show because I'm.
You. Some just, humor you reparations
because you're white.
The Marxist equity communism.
Yeah, that.
They've been messing with you?
Mm. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Frangela.
Good morning, everybody. And I have to second that. That Dewey joke was a gem. And
okay, don't
like that,
kiss
I'm
your ass.
You want
thank
my
you,
pants.
Thank you.
No. Slappy was good. Dewey was excellent.
Thank you very much. Too, thank you.
Now, I got to say also, when you said the thing about electric earlier, I thought about the, it's electric, woogie, and I said, no, I'm not going to mention
the electric
that.
Boogie.
I was going to. Yeah, no, you're right. I was thinking that's too obscure. I'm not going to admit it. And then you guys said it.
Yeah.
You are the king. I'm telling you, you're the king.
Yeah.
I was calling because I don't know if you've mentioned this, but according to, I don't know how accurate they are, but according to Radar Online, much like Lou Dobbs was removed from the network less than 24 hours after he was named in a defamation suit for the voting technology firm Smartmatic.
Mm-hmm.
A very important insider's claim that the likes of Drunk as a Skunk, Janine Pirro, Maria Bartiromo, and, of course, Sean Cooper, Planning Insanity, are on the chopping block as well of this latest scandal.
Oh,
supposedly, people very close to Murdoch are saying that they will be sacrificed just like Lou Dobbs is. And if that's true,
they're going to a farm where they can run free with Lou Dobbs. Oh dear, they're just going to have to live off the millions they've already made from the millions of lies they've already told.
Because I agree. The truth is, you're not going to be able to just get rid of a one network head or the president of Fox and call that your blood sacrifice. Everybody whose mouth it came out of after they were informed and warned and talked to and knew, they they got to go.
Yeah.
They're still not saying it. This is my thing. They're still not saying. At best, you get out of one of the Fox people something like like unproven. But like, no, it has been proven.
Yeah.
This isn't true. They're still not doing it.
Yeah. Right. No, exactly.
And I feel like anybody who walked up in there and let their lips flap a lie to the American people should be fired.
Yeah.
Those are the consequences. Because when I walk up in my job and steal, this is, it's worse than stealing. The harm it has done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frangela, because I'm going on vacation next week, and I love you best, I want to give you a lovely parting gift before I go. I don't know if you are aware that Trump and the January 6th prisoners have collaborated on a new song called Justice for All. This is the J6 prison. I'm not kidding. Prison choir singing from prison.
I'm sorry.
This is not real, right?
It is real.
Yeah.
Is real.
Listen, when I go on vacation, indictments will come. So this is another parting gift I didn't. Oh, this is also funded by Kash Patel, much like the FBI nutcases whistleblowers. So
this
that's
is Rocky
nice.
Mountain, y'all. I know.
No, this is not.
No,
it no this no. is not.
Sweetheart, ready yourself.
Here we go.
Hold some.
Okay. Dear, it's very dark.
It's real.
Very, very Shawshank. Wait for it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Okay, you know what?
It gets better as it goes along.
You're just,
that's all I can
say. No, you're making stuff up.
No, this is real. I'm sorry.
I'm having a stroke. I'm sorry.
You're having a stroke now, but now you're going to know what a stroke really is.
Trump to pitch the creation of freedom cities filled with flying cars. Listen, I was a Jetsons fan, and I would like someone to stop this crazy thing.
You know,
stop this crazy news treadmill.
When they dropped off Elroy Jetson at school, he got his own little car that they dropped. That he flew down.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. Yep. Yep.
Why not one of those?
Today, Frangela, Trump will unveil a new plan to use federal lands to create what he describes as freedom cities that will be filled with flying cars. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna need to pause and then
I just
observe the details and then we'll be right. I need to. Is there something? How do you treat a stroke that Fran is having right now? So I can.
I don't know.
Okay, I thought Justice for All.
I watch a lot of Grey's Anatomy. Clear. Charging 250. Cheer. Clear. Shonda Rhimes wrote that for me. Clear.
Wow.
Bringing Frangela back.
You know what? That knocked me into a pause. I'm back. I realize I'm on a talk show. I should be talking.
No, wait, I had this dream, and we were all there. All you were there, and you were there, and you were there, and everybody's prisoners singing.
Yeah.
And it was awful.
Okay, we're just going to pause.
They didn't even hear about the flying cars in Freedom Cities.
All right, we're going to get the details of that.
How are the cars going to fly?
Okay, just we'll cover that next. That's
free, Chris.
48, because they're free.
We need a commercial break to read the story.
Because freedom. 48 minutes session.
They're powered by freedom.
Did Bob Seska write this? Do they have jetpacks made of beef? Or okay. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by American Cruise Lines.
I need a vacation.
Okay, I need a quiet, relaxing summer vacation. Maybe some quaint seaside villages where I can hear the birds, be near water.
Or you can hear the lobsters going clack, 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 clack,
clackety, 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 clackety.
That would be more soothing than that prison music.
Clack, 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 clack. That means I'm getting ready for my authentic lobster bake on the Shoals Lane. Right after I've soared past the Acadia Mountains and the Maine's protected coastline. Oh, this classic schooners in Camden Harbor. And then that lobster bake. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony while their crew provides the highest level of personalized service. More lobster? Yes, please. Where's the buffet table? Can I get there from here? Aye, aye. Okay, I need a vacation right now. I'm going to go get my free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47. leaving his wife and three children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth, my at-home and travel pajamas.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just saying, they are the softest, most luxurious jammies, loungewear, sheets, you name it. The softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Mm-hmm. Oprah said, yes, please.
Yes.
5 years in a row. I mean, that's a lot. Made from the finest materials, including premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo, wrestled from the strongest pandas on Earth. It's prized. That's why the loungewear pajamas and the new premium waffle bath towels are so soft. Hurry, save 35% right now on Cozy Earth bedding. Go to CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie to save 35%. CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Stephanie. Okay, Frangela. Yep, we have to finish a Friday with Trump to pitch creation of freedom cities filled with flying cars. Okay. Yeah, we confirmed there were no black Jetsons. Nobody, yeah. No black friends, nothing. Okay, but there were flying cars. Yep.
Unless Rosie was black, mm-hmm. You know, because she was
a robot.
A robot.
Oh.
Black consciousness into AI in the future. Okay.
Trump today will reportedly unveil a new plan to use federal lands to create what he will describe as freedom cities that will be filled with flying cars.
I just don't understand why people don't ever question that he was president for 4 years and didn't do any of these things.
Right. He will announce a design contest for up to 10 different freedom cities that will also include an investment in development of vertical takeoff and landing vehicles, the creation of hives of industry sparked by cutting off imports from China, and a population surge sparked by baby bonuses to encourage would-be parents to get on with
bonuses?
To get on with procreation.
I think that program was called Lebensstrafen in Nazi.
Not talking to black people, of course. They mean, you know.
Well, it's freedom from black people.
Right. Yeah. Trump will compare his vision of futuristic cities to former President Dwight Eisenhower's plan to create an interstate highway. I think this would be a little a skosh more expensive, the flying car universe. But okay. Today, our country has lost its boldness, Trump will say in the promotional video. Under my leadership, we'll get it back in a very big way. It is big. This is big and bold. If you look at it just 3 years ago, what we were doing was unthinkable, how good it was, how great it was for our country. You know, I remember being locked in my house wiping my ass with sandpaper. But is that what you were doing 3 years ago?
There were all those fires and protests, too, remember?
Okay.
With those bad forest fires.
You know what? We can't have flying cars until we can make a Target parking lot that isn't dangerous. Okay?
Or a Trader Joe's parking lot that isn't
Trader
dangerous.
Trader Joe's.
Yes.
Oh, that is like Thunderdome. We can't have nice things till people figure out how to act in the Trader Joe's parking lot.
That's why I walk to Trader Joe's.
It's Mad TJ Maxx and Beyond Thunderdome. Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. If you want a freedom city, you got to be free of all things black, which means good luck with your music. You're going to be listening to that prison song on a 24/7 loop.
Oh, God.
By the way, you just drove right over my...
No.
TJ Maxx. I was going to Beyond TJ Maxx and Thunderdome.
That was a good joke. A good joke.
I don't. You know what? I'm going on vacation. See how you do without me for a week. You want me to kick around for a week. Frangela, I love you. I'm going to listen to Final Word and Idiot of Week my whole vacation. I love you, Frangela.
We love you.
Enjoy Jody and the Mooks next week. I'll see you in a week.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Aha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local civic media station. That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast. And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.